T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention! It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. I'm the host of mornings on 107.7 The End. We have a lot of fun doing news and nerd talk and all that stuff. But then sometimes we go a little longer after the fact, right? All right. This morning, what did I listen to while I was sitting around in the office? I listened to that Local Natives. Oh, and then Turnstile. Wait, is that the band or is that the record? Crap, it's a yellow record cover. Look it up. Sorry. Anyway, hi. Hopefully your day started great so far. Mine was off to a good start, and then I saw mac and cheese ice cream is a thing and sounds terrible, according to Delish.com. It's apparently not great, to the surprise of literally no one, they say. Mac and cheese and an ice cream? I don't know, like, you think about ricotta cheese goes really well with, you ever go to Portage Bay in Seattle, ricotta cheese on a waffle with some fruit is delicious. Like a cream cheese cherry pie also, but mac and cheese flavored ice cream. Are we talking Kraft mac and cheese flavored ice cream? Do you use the powder? Chuck Wendig is the one that he's an author, and he's the one tweeting about it. If you follow him at Chuck Wendig, he's complaining. You cannot freeze pasta. It turns into ice marbles. Damn near broke my teeth on this. There's also bacon crumbles, but they're largely lost to the rest of it. What is going on? Listen, I don't think I would try it. I'm a kind of a garbage disposal for things like that. I was in California last week, and I had a chance to stop by an In-N-Out burger because, of course, I can't resist, no matter what my dumb doctor says. Anyway, the double-double animal style. Listen, I can't remember when I lived somewhere that had an In-N-Out and knew how to order it right, but I want, when they do animal style, it's like a Dick's burger. Only it's different, but it's just for all intents and purposes. If you haven't eaten an In-N-Out burger, it's similar to that, right? Only it's more fast food chainy. And when they fry up that burger, if you get it animal style, they put some mustard on the burger while it's frying and it cooks into the meat, and it is so good. But I don't want all that extra special sauce, so there's a way to order it, but I can't remember how that is. Anyway, I see this article at Q13Fox.com that says In-N-Out Burger is releasing shoes inspired by their cup design. It looks like a pair of Vans. I don't know if it actually is Vans or not, but they have the cup design from In-N-Out Burger. And to be frank, if I lived in California, I might wear these. Evidently, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. In-N-Out filed for a trademark infringement lawsuit against Puma North America, which released their own sneakers that ripped off In-N-Out, allegedly ripped off In-N-Out's logo and colors. That's funny. The drink cup shoes are $65. But you get it right through In-N-Out, so right on. I don't even know what to say about it. I think I'd just rather get a double-double. If you ordered the shoes double-double, do they smother them in sauce and cheese and caramelized onions? Just fill them right up with fries? This is a good idea. You know what's a bad idea? Going on the internet today because it's a disaster. What? I can't say that? Because it's a disaster.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Safe to say that you can stay off the internet today, or at least be careful going online. It's a garbage fire of hot takes from all sides after the president was impeached but not kicked out of office. The United States Senate voted yesterday that he'll stay in office and continue seeking a second term, something that's never happened before. We're in wild space now. Terrible tragedy, and now the Seattle shooting suspects were picked up in Vegas, sent back to the city, and charged with first-degree murder, amongst other things, for the gunfight that they started in that dreaded 3rd and Pine corridor a few weeks ago, taking the life of one and hurting others seriously. And in simpler news, Wendy's is rolling out breakfast nationwide. March 2nd, you'll be able to chomp into a breakfast baconator. Just what your doctor had always hoped for. I'll take 3. Or Frosty Chino? Is that a Frosty and coffee combined? Cool.
You just got news.
Seattle is getting beat up right now. It's crazy how much rain has been falling. 28 out of 31 days in January, and now these last 2 days have been a soaker. To the point where the governor has had to make emergency proclamations for 19 different counties in Washington because of all the water building up. I think all of the rivers that are around the Puget Sound area right now are under flood watch. I live by the Snohomish River. Definitely going over there today, probably tomorrow, to check it out because I got to know what that looks like. Are you running into any problems? Like, do you have a basement that you're worried about? Do you got that pump switched on to get the water out of there? That's so crazy. The problem about having basements where it rains all the time is this. But then you have so much space to run around and play in. It's tough like that, right? All right. So Disney must have sensed that the internet was finally moving on from the Baby Yoda memes that crushed us those final couple months of last year, suffocating Facebook and everywhere, right? I say that because they dropped some new info about a season and possible spinoffs. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! After a massive first season of The Mandalorian, Disney announced yesterday that season 2 will kick off in October. They also hinted at taking characters from the show and possibly having some spin-off series. Hopefully it'll be one where Baby Yoda moves to planet Seattle to start his own HoloNet radio program. He can have his dad move in and get into wacky adventures with his wonderfully pesky brother, eating tossed salads and scrambled Wynok eggs. Yeah, I mean, it's basically Space Frasier.
Good night, everybody!
Huge congrats and a big old gravity-heavy hug for astronaut Christina Koch, who landed safely back on Earth after a record-breaking stay aboard the International Space Station. More than 300 days up in space, away from a toilet that doesn't suck. Literally. It's like a tube. No, okay. That's almost an entire year of smelling space farts in a small room. Word. And finally, the Ford Motor Company has designed a cycling jacket with a display built into the back that riders can use to communicate with traffic via emojis. Seriously, who needs this jacket when you can just wave or give that car that cuts you off the bird? Oh, he thinks I'm number one. Oh, wait a second. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Hey, thanks for joining us on this adventure here. This is Gregor's End of the Show podcast. Appreciate it if you could leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. That's the best way to get this thing spread. Or you can tell a friend. That's the organic old school way. It's a podcast. Everyone's got one, right? Should get one for my cat Peanut. Oh, try that again. Should get one for my cat Peanut. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.